Hi, Mr. Mayfield. I was so impressed with the work that you've done on the new LewisvilleAlumni.org website. I wanted to ask how long you've been involved with that group.
I appreciate your comments. That's been a fairly recent project that started shortly after the first of the year. The reason I happened to get involved, my graduating class, the class of 1969, will be having its 40th reunion, and it's traditional that the 40-year class is the host class. And since I have some expertise in web publishing, I took it upon myself to develop the site for the Alumni Association.
Okay, now this is May 23rd.
That's correct. That's the Saturday before Memorial Day, which every year is when we have the alumni banquet. Alumni from all classes are welcome to return to the high school and participate in the banquet.
Okay.
It's a dinner event. We have a very nice caterer, Chef Nathan Newhouse, who has a catering company called Attitude on Food. And then following the meal, there are a master of ceremonies. This year we actually have two. Dan Stifler from the 50-year class and Scott McGrew from the 40-year class. Just a number of kind of recognitions. And at some point, folks will wax poetic at the microphone about their years at LHS.
I was really impressed with the depth of history and the richness that these site reflects.
Superintendent Ed Castle has put together a nice history of the Louisville Public Schools, which we have incorporated on our website, and it mentions that the first alumni banquet took place in I-30s at the Stander residence.
There is even a little bit of history on the school song.
The Purple and the Gold. We do sing that each year.
Oh, my.
The conclusion of the alumni banquet, and Ms. Marquardt, who was a music teacher, I think she wrote it, and it was first sung at the 1916 commencement ceremony. So that's an original composition. However, most Louisville alumni would recognize that the fight song for Louisville High School is actually kind of an adapted version of the Notre Dame fight song, and that's what the pep band plays in basketball and football, etc.
There is something remarkable about this particular alumni banquet in that it is the 50-year reunion for the legendary class of 59. Did you know folks in that class?
I was 10 years younger. On a snowy Saturday in March of 1959, I, like many of my friends from around Louisville who weren't able to get to Lincoln that day, watched on a snowy Channel 10 broadcast the mighty Louisville Lions winning the Class C state basketball championship in Lincoln over Hastings St. Cecilia.
Wow.
Giving our school its first ever state championship in any sport, and one of only two that have occurred in the history of our school, the other being basketball in 1975. So that makes this class pretty special, and I'm sure they have many other accomplishments to distinguish themselves, but they will for always be remembered as the class that came home from Lincoln with the state championship.
And they're actually going to be in Louisville on the 23rd of May this year?
Right, and in addition to the members of the class of 1959 members of the basketball team, as you can imagine, there were also some juniors and one sophomore on that team. Not only will the seniors be reuniting, but Dan Stifler, one of the seniors who was on that team, is actually organizing a reunion of the team in conjunction with the alumni banquet. So some of the juniors, and that would include Jerry Lucan and Doug Alfrey, as well as sophomore Terry Janis, are being reunited with the 59 class members Memorial Day weekend, because it's a big event for them to look back on, you know, 50 years since this accomplishment. I would mention that two members of that team are since deceased, but Coach Ernie Lee is still alive, and Ann has talked about the possibility of him returning, so that would be pretty exciting. And then Daryl Brandenburg, the original owner of the Dairy Queen in Louisville,
really?
Was the assistant coach, and there's talk of him being in attendance also. We have tentative plans to have a kind of a hospitality event prior to the alumni banquet. Mm-hmm. It will take place in the parking lot of Tankman's on Main Street. We're currently working with the folks at Build, so that it would be a joint Alumni Association Build event to honor this team. And so that would happen approximately from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock on that Saturday. But that was, you know, we're still trying to work out all the plans for that, but that's certainly looks like that will happen.
Well, Jack, the community is awfully fortunate to have you putting this much blood, sweat, and tears into this project. It's going to benefit everyone for years to come.
Well, I hope so, John. It has been a lot of work, but I think it will have benefits. One of the organizations that we're hoping to benefit is the Louisville Public Schools Foundation, which was founded with a generous grant from Suzanne Tankman-Lindahl a few years ago and does some great things for our school. So as we can funnel more people into the website, and we'll have information on there about the foundation that they can, so they can learn about its work and try to do more to support it. And I would also say that, as far as the time that I put into it, I think of it as kind of payback for everything that the Louisville Public Schools has done for me over the years. I've gone on to other levels of education, undergraduate, graduate school, law school, and at every step I was very well prepared by my education that I received from the Louisville Public Schools. Great teachers, great system, good community support, and I've just always been very proud and happy for the education that I received, and this is just my way of giving back a little bit.
That's outstanding. And Jack, again, the website that you created is LouisvilleAlumni.org, and we'll have a link on the community website. I want to thank you very much for taking some time with me this afternoon to talk about this. If the people want more information, who should they contact?
The chairperson of the organization is Jean Ann Knutson-Heim from the class of 1962. I think lots of folks in the community would know Jean. Just go to the website and check on contacts.
Jack, thank you so much for spending some time with me this afternoon.
You bet. Thank you, John.